We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, supportive viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Masters Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us in the Dominican Republic are the following new additions. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 analog system and Channel 288 digital system on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Omfarong on CSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouer on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And Channel 23 in Cumba on CIET Cumba.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Vía Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia Maria Trinidad Sanchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Kwai Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tomoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburg Company. And in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network, and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia releases software to promote water conservation. In animal welfare news, an Indian state moves to protect endangered Ganges River dolphins. In veg news, a Formosan or Taiwanese university holds a seminar on the health benefits of the plant-based diet. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 22nd, a poet, peacemaker, and philosopher who played Isao Matthew Joseph Thaddeus Stepanek, who passed away on this date in 2004, said it would like to be remembered. Born in 1990 in Washington, D.C., USA, Matty, as it was known, had a rare form of muscular dystrophy. As the National Goodwill Ambassador for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, Matty gave moving speeches to thousands. Matty shared his inspirational faith and joy in his Heart Songs collections of poetry, all six of which were New York Times bestsellers. On June 6, 2010, Heart Songs, a choral work by award-winning composer Joseph Martin based on Matty's poetry, premiered at the prestigious Carnegie Hall in New York as the first part of a benefit concert. May the loving legacy of Matty Stepanek live on in his elevating poetry for many years to come.
Lion News. Fatal floods displace 50,000 in Brazil. At least 20 people have perished due to flooding in the northeastern Brazilian states of Alagoas and Pernambuco after the regions were deluged with 36 centimeters of rainfall in just 3 days, the heaviest seen in 3 years. According to officials, 35,000 people have been rendered homeless in Alagoas, while another 15,000 are displaced in Pernambuco. Some regions have been isolated, while several municipalities have been declared disaster areas as emergency workers rescued residents from rapidly rising floodwaters by helicopter.
Just last Thursday, an emergency alert to dengue fever had been raised in 39 cities across Alagoas state, which has seen more than 6,000 cases and 4 fatalities thus far this year. Experts say that the disease-transmitting mosquitoes are likely to increase from the recent flood inundations.
Expressing her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our local association members to please go if possible and help those persons most in need, adding that necessary funds are available.
With our prayers for the Brazilian people, we send our appreciation to all officials and personnel working to help the flood-affected. Our thanks also for Supreme Master Qinghai's comforting concern for the afflicted. As we join in kinder, eco-stabilizing ways, may such distressing weather extremities be eased.
Wildfires blacken acreage in Arizona, USA. The Eagle Rock Fire in the Kaibab National Forest that started on Wednesday, June 16th, has charred over 3,400 acres north of Parks, Arizona. With some homes evacuated and 2 outbuildings destroyed, about 50% of the fire has been contained thus far. More than 500 people were assigned to the firefighting operations, along with 19 fire engines and a helicopter. Meanwhile, at least 300 firefighters are working to contain 2 other blazes in northern Arizona, the Hardy Fire and the Schultz Pass Wildfire in Flagstaff, which ignited this past weekend. The Schultz Pass fire has prompted the evacuation of hundreds of residents whose homes are considered imperiled. There have fortunately been no reports of injuries. Our gratefulness, brave firefighting personnel, for your tireless efforts to save lives and contain the flames. Wishing all the affected residents a swift return to the regularity of their daily lives and that such destructive events are lessened with our gentler care of one another and our planet.
Russia's Shvelich volcano erupts. As Kamchatka Peninsula's northernmost active volcano, the Shvelich erupted on Thursday, June 17th, spewing a plume of ash 4,000 meters into the air. More than 180 earthquakes were subsequently recorded in the surrounding area. Air traffic continued as normal, and residents in the nearby village of Klauchi were not considered to be at significant risk, although the ash can cause environmental and health hazards. We are thankful for the safety of everyone in the region as we pray for their continued protection and that such unexpected disruptions subside as humanity joins in harmonious actions of greater consideration for our Earth.
Wildlife Group saves animals harmed by oil spill. As one of the earliest organizations to respond to the call for help following the April 20th Gulf of Mexico oil leak off the southern U.S. coast, the National Audubon Society assisted wildlife officials in the recovery and transport of oiled and injured animals, primarily birds. More recently, a dedicated National Oil Spill Volunteer Response Center was formed in Moss Point, Mississippi.
As a respected presence in the region for its ongoing efforts to conserve coastal wilderness, the Audubon Society has coordinated over 13,000 volunteers who are aiding in the recovery of affected birds and other wildlife and in cleanup operations to restore marshland habitats and nesting grounds. The oil leak not only coated many animals themselves with the thick immobilizing substance, it also rendered their habitats uninhabitable and poisoned food sources. Tiny offspring being born at this time are particularly vulnerable, as are parents seeking sustenance to feed their young.
With deep concern and sorrow for the suffering wildlife, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 to the U.S. National Audubon Society and their mission of protecting distressed animals and their homes.
Our heartfelt appreciation, Audubon Society, and caring volunteers who are assisting the oil-afflicted avian and other animal co-inhabitants. We are also deeply thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving support to save these precious beings. With heaven's grace, may they recover quickly and thrive again in safety and peace.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Colombia elects new president. With 99% of the votes counted, the country's former Minister of Defense, Juan Manuel Santos, won nearly 70% of the national vote held on Sunday, June 20th. He will be assuming the office currently held by President Álvaro Uribe, who is finishing a second term. President-elect Santos pledged to continue the efforts begun by President Uribe in halting the illegal drug trade and achieving security and peace across the nation. President-elect Santos, we respectfully congratulate your new position. May your leadership serve the noble goals of fellow Colombian citizens in bringing wholesome benefit in all areas of life.
Indian actress attributes youthful beauty to vegetarian diet. Bollywood star Kareena Kapoor, who has been voted India's most beautiful woman by US-based People magazine, says that her outer appearance is a reflection of her commitment to such practices as yoga and healthful vegetarian fare. She stated, "I believe you are what you eat." Ms. Kapoor, who switched to being vegetarian 5 years ago, says that this change has led to a natural difference in her beauty and the secret to her flawless skin. We join in accolades, Kareena Kapoor, for your deserved recognition and glowing example of how a compassionate diet is beneficial both inside and out. May your shining star inspire more and more people to experience the manifold advantages of the plant-based lifestyle for ourselves, the animals, and the environment.
Dr. James Hansen and Dr. Bob Watson awarded Blue Planet Prize. Japan's Asahi Glass Foundation is honoring two pioneering environmental scientists with the 2010 Blue Planet Prize for their achievements in extending basic scientific findings into public policy. Climate modeling expert Dr. James Hansen, director of the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, is being recognized for his pioneering dedication in forecasting the damaging effects of global warming and advocating worldwide reduction of greenhouse gases. British atmospheric chemist Dr. Robert Watson, the first chair of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, is being honored for his scientific studies of the ozone layer, which aided in the development of a global agreement to ban ozone-depleting chemicals. Our heartfelt accolades, Drs. Hansen and Watson, for your courageous and insightful efforts to protect and preserve a hospitable climate for life on our planet. Wishing you many more years of fulfilling work as your gifted contributions continue to benefit our world.
Song of the Sun, now audible. Astronomers at the University of Sheffield in the United Kingdom have discovered that the star illuminating our solar system also generates musical harmonies. Lead professor Robertus von Fay Siebenbergen found that the solar magnetic coils, known as coronal loops, extending up to 90,000 kilometers away from the sun, also vibrate like strings on a musical instrument. He and his team were able to transform these visible vibrations into sound, and by increasing the frequency, make them audible to the human ear. Professor Fay Siebenbergen also believes that this music of the sun will provide new ways of understanding and forecasting solar phenomenon. What a fascinating discovery! Bravo, Professor Fay Siebenbergen and colleagues, for your innovative work. May the music generated by the sun and other luminaries bring insights that also further harmonize our life on Earth.
U.S. professor gave life to save dog companion. Professor Michelle Rain of Villanova University in Pennsylvania, USA, was waiting for the train when her valued companion and service dog Taz strayed onto the tracks. Professor Rain immediately attempted to retrieve the black chihuahua, but sadly lost her life when she was struck by a train that was pulling into the station. Thrown from the tracks, Taz was saved and is now recovering from injuries and a fracture in the care of the professor's sister, who has also adopted him. Understanding her sacrifice, Professor Rain's cousin said, her dog was like her child and she did what any mother would do.
Our deep condolences to the family, friends, and beloved canine for the loss of the loving and selfless Professor Michelle Rain. May her soul rest in heaven's forever peace and grace.
Upon hearing this news, Supreme Master Ching Hai remarked, "I'm touched to tears profoundly by this loving woman, by such an ultimate expression of love."
Supreme Master Ching Hai is posthumously honoring Professor Rain with the Shining World Heroine Award and $1,500 to help Taz's family.
Save our planet. Arctic ice melt, worst in recent geologic history. A team of 18 scientists from 5 countries determined that the current rate of record-setting ice retreat is the most drastic to occur in at least 5,000 years. The researchers' findings, which are being published in the peer-reviewed journal Quaternary Science Reviews, examine data from hundreds of studies to obtain a large picture of millions of years of Arctic history.
They concluded that the Arctic ice conditions of the past 30 years were unmatched and consistent with the rapidly warming climate. Dr. Leonid Polyak, a polar researcher and lead author of the study, stated that the normally predictable ice fluctuations related to the Earth's orbit indicate that there should be more rather than less ice. Therefore, the current ice loss is not just a low point in the natural variable cycle of shrinking and growing ice.
Dr. David Barber, Canada's research chair in Arctic system science at the University of Manitoba, and his own team of researchers have also been finding evidence of unprecedented sea ice decline.
We're just coming into the summer conditions in 2010, and we're finding that we're probably going to lose quite a bit of ice through the summer, and so we're expecting it to be another year that's fairly similar to 2007, which was the last record of the minimum extent of sea ice in the Northern Hemisphere.
Navigating through the Arctic sea ice, Dr. Barber and his team found that the ships were able to go through the normally thick multi-year ice easily, as it had degraded to only a thin layer of first-year ice.
And it used to be that the Arctic Basin had about 80 to 85% of the Arctic Basin was covered with that kind of ice. We're now down to about 18% of the Arctic Basin being covered by that kind of ice. And what happens is, as we lose that ice, it's replaced in the fall with this first-year ice, which is much thinner. It has a maximum thickness of about 2 meters. It's much more saline and much warmer, so it's much easier to break and it's much more susceptible to winds and wave action.
We appreciate your efforts, Drs. Barber and Polyak, and colleagues, in asserting the alarming extent of these damaging ice effects. May your research motivate us all to act quickly toward steps to stabilize the climate in the Arctic and throughout our planetary home.
In a September 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the Arctic's already urgent situation and how to stop its further decline.
As you saw for yourself, how quickly the North Pole is melting. It's at least twice as fast as the rest of the globe. As I'm sure you already know, they call the Arctic ice the refrigerator of the planet. The world's leading climate scientists told us that being vegetarian, meaning no animal product, is the single most effective thing an individual can do to stop global warming. From my own insight, I know that if the world's people become vegan, one of the results is that the ice in the Arctic will be restored, and quickly, along with the repairing of nature in every corner of the planet. Isn't that wonderful? This is the truth that I could promise you, but we all must act fast, like yesterday.
Save our planet. Kaohsiung City Harbor Bureau of Formosa, or Taiwan, announces plans to purchase 49 hectares of land from Kaohsiung City to be dedicated to the manufacture and processing of sustainable solar energy-related products.
Save our planet. Experts warn that sections of the southeastern coast of Virginia, USA, are among the country's most vulnerable to rising seas due to climate change, with a rise of up to 7 feet expected by 2100.
Hello, viewers. I'm Mirabeau.
Hi there. I'm Laguna.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
We're vegan all the way, here with a tip from our much-loved caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
When welcoming animal companions as our new family members, we should study well how to raise them, which food to feed, and train them to suit our situation.
Be patient, and you'll be happy with them.
Never reject or return them. Imagine it's you.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this loving tip.
And thank you, gracious viewers, for watching. And thanks for being veg,
going green,
and saving the planet. Now, weather from around the world.
In ecology news, Australia offers software to promote water conservation. The three new tools are designed to help the country's water managers safely implement water recycling plans. They were released by Mr. Ken Matthews, Chief Executive Officer of the National Water Commission, and Mr. Ross Young, Executive Director of the Water Services Association of Australia. The software will assist all types and sizes of organisations that are supplying recycled water to better manage its quality. Our sincere thankfulness, Australia, Mr. Ken Matthews, and Mr. Ross Young, for your valuable work. May we all join in safeguarding one of the Earth's most valuable resources, starting with adopting the water-conserving organic vegan diet.
In animal welfare news, an Indian state moves to protect endangered Ganges River dolphins. The Forest and Environment Department of Bihar is employing 20 Mitras of Friends, as they have been named, to assist in safeguarding the dolphins at Vikramshila Gangetic Dolphin Sanctuary. The Mitras or Friends will work to raise public awareness of the importance of conserving the dolphins in the sanctuary and also take part in monitoring the beautiful mammal's well-being. The loving dolphins are India's national aquatic animal, with only approximately 2,000 remaining in the Ganges River. Our earnest appreciation, Bihar Forest and Environment Department, for taking these positive steps. May the sacred Ganges River continue to be graced by our intelligent, fun-loving, and kind dolphin co-inhabitants for eons to come. Up next, a noteworthy news. The Formosan or Taiwanese Deputy Minister of Education encourages people to adopt a plant-based diet. We'll take a God-contemplative walk and be right back. More rewarding news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a benevolent world. In veg news, Formosans or Taiwanese find out more about the plant-based diet through an informative seminar. The Vegetarian Diet and Our Health, a day-long gathering, was held by the Department of Food Science, Nutrition and Nutraceutical Biotechnology at Shichien University in Taipei. Noted speakers included His Excellency Dr. Lin Zongming, Deputy Minister of Education, who is a vegan. His touching opening speech, entitled From Environmental Change to Vegetarianism, urged the audience to turn away from meat consumption.
We last time at the university meeting, I also used the time of the meeting to announce to the president of the university, hoping everyone to help us promote vegetarianism. 最 最少的话一个礼拜有一天的素食，共同来为这个环保来做点事情。
Other speakers included representatives from the Formosan Health Department, universities, and vegetarian food companies. Each addressed topics such as the relationship between plant-based fare and health, vegetarian food production, and the trend of meat-free eating in Formosa or Taiwan.
我觉得吃素食其实就是对大家身体很好，那同时也可以达到爱地球这样子。
好，更觉得就是说从现在开始就应该开始吃素，所以鼓励其他朋友也可以一起来加入这个素食的行列。
我觉得比较深刻是在有关政府机关这个单位，那我可以感觉到政府很极力的在推崇这个素食，那相信这也会是一个很好的一个潮流这样子。是。
Afterwards, a complimentary vegetarian lunch was served. Our heartfelt gratitude, Shijian University, Your Excellence Dr. Lin Zongming, and all distinguished spokespersons for raising awareness about the earth-saving, plant-based lifestyle. May everyone choose the caring vegan way for a bright and sustainable future.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Cake.
The wife tells to the husband,
"Darling, you know that cake you asked me to bake for you?
Well, sorry, the dog ate it." The husband say,
"That's okay, dear. Don't cry. I will buy you another dog."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
If you have posed, "Oh, wonderful," I'd like to add that any time a person is diagnosed with a life-threatening disease or cancer, etc., the very first thing doctors tell you is to cut meat and dairy out of your diet and to eat more servings of fruits and vegetables along with lots of water. Veganism is peaceful and practical for our personal health and for our planet. It tastes good too. Kitten from the United States.
Concerned Kitten, your supportive note is much appreciated. It is certainly true that the organic vegan diet is the best way to improve our health and that of our precious earth. Please feel free to download at no charge any information that will help you in sharing this good news with others. You can visit suprememastertv.com/beveg or suprememastertv.com/SOS. May divine light shine on you and all your eco-conscious American co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed with a loving spirit and compassionate heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Austrian Embassy is opening a library within the Azerbaijan University of Languages to include around 3,000 volumes and other materials, as well as annual training for the Azerbaijani library staff in Austria.
The government of Olac or Vietnam presents a folk artisan certificate to Mr. Wee Young Cho, 104 years young, in honoring his lifetime of dedication and commitment as an Olaxese or Vietnamese traditional music performer and teacher.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Yusuf Reza Gilani affirms his government's wish to establish lasting amicable relations with neighboring India, including the peaceful resolution of all differences.
Parliamentary leaders Wu Bangguo of China and French National Assembly Speaker Bernard Accoyer meet and pledge further legislative cooperation to enhance overall relations between their countries.
U.S. firm Pixel Optics develops the world's first electronic glasses using a new technology that automatically refocuses the lens and may replace traditional bifocal spectacles.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin announces plan to allocate $290 million in federal funds to support local regions in providing educational programs for children with disabilities that are operated inclusively alongside their peers.
Award-winning American musician Jimmy Buffett conducts relief work in Haiti, where he also helps facilitate the entry through customs of 240 power generators donated in February by U.S.-based Briggs & Stratton, so that they are now powering clinics and schools.
The U.S. pledges $11.1 million to Pakistan to assist in humanitarian efforts for the country's victims of war, including essential health services, shelter, food, and needed household items.
In Australia, Jason Dent becomes the first epilepsy patient to be implanted with a device that warns of impending seizures, a development that provides time to take medication or seek help and is hoped to benefit patients worldwide.
Oman's His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said pays an official visit to Kuwait, where he meets with His Highness the Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Zabir Al Sabah to discuss their country's enhanced cooperation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.